just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, February the 3rd. Rubbing a well with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Well, the much-anticipated jobs number came in this morning and blew away expectations. The whisper number was for the gain of 150,000, came in at plus 200,000. And the only people that believe that number are the usual suspects at CNBC. Thanks to that manufactured number. Dow higher by 149 points at 12,855. And the folks at CNBC doing their best to push another tech rally have managed to rally the NASDAQ by 46 points at 2,906. The dollar weaker by 4 basis points, dollar index at 78.93, crude oil higher by $1.27 at 97.63. You can attribute higher oil prices to increased rhetoric about attacking Iran, thanks to Leon Panetta. Well, with the jobs number improving, some feel that there's no rush for the Fed to initiate another round of quantitative easing, so they sell the only thing of real value. Gold off $31 at $17.28. Silver off 83 at 33.63. Platinum off $8 at 16.27. Platinum off 2 at 7.09. Mining index off by 200.52. Big right there.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, spend some time having a chat with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hi, Chuck. How are you doing, my friend?
Fine, Robbie. Happy to be on with you. We're digging out of a big snowstorm here in Denver.
Yes.
All around my office door.
Yeah, and, I saw it this morning. 2 feet.
Well, yeah, it's some places, I guess it's 2 feet, about a foot where I am. It's beautiful, though.
Oh, yes. And if I remember my experiences from living there, it disappears pretty fast, unlike the stuff on the East Coast.
Right. It should be gone in a couple. It should be down to manageable levels in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Hardly worth discussing. Not nearly as important as the events in the stock market and the gold market and the market you're talking about.
Well, you know, today was just another example of blatant and outrageous lies, courtesy of a government agency, because anybody who's paying attention to the job situation realizes that those numbers were totally bogus. And for the record, I have a report to that effect on my webpage at robbienoll.com. Also, I've been expecting this for a while, Luis Yamada, technical analyst supreme, has given her latest readings of the gold and silver markets, and it's posted on the website thanks to King World News, and she's looking for gold and silver on the cusp of a major breakout.
And what about the stock market? What does she say about that?
Well, in this analysis, she was primarily asked about, you know, her readings on gold and silver. But as far as the stock market goes, Chuck, it was on this very day in 1637 when the tulip mania bubble burst in Europe.
Well, that's a historic event.
So I don't know if you can tie those two together at this point.
Well, you know, you have a story on your website, Blumenthal, Netanyahu Seek Regime Change in the U.S. and Iran, by Max Blumenthal.
Right.
Who's a savvy old name around financial communities. And I think what he's pointed out there is really pretty obvious to anybody who looks. The state of Israel, through their management of the Christian Zionist craze and a number of other things, is simply trying to push for a Republican president, which I guess that would be regime change. And of course, regime change in Iran, that simply means somebody bombs first and everybody else helps out.
Well, as
makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, as Blumenthal has pointed out in many previous articles, there is serious bad blood between Netanyahu and Barack Obama. I mean, they don't like each other, period. And Netanyahu will do whatever it takes to make sure Obama doesn't get a second term.
Well, the economy is kind of taking care of that, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who gets in this place, because it does look like there will be regime changer one way or the other who would be coming in there. And any of those top three candidates, you know, would be instant war candidate, instant war maker candidates. I would say they've said so, as much as said so. So I just think the man is kind of reading the political lines between the lines. It's pretty obvious and clear that that's what's happening. As far as whether Obama really likes Netanyahu, I don't know anybody who could really like Netanyahu. I don't know if he has a lot of friends or not, but Obama seemed like at least the kind of a person who could have somebody he didn't like. There are some politicians that will like anybody who they can work with.
Yeah, and then yesterday, Chuck, I mean, you don't see a blatant statement such as this, but in the Washington Post, David Ignatius reported that Leon Panetta believes that there's a strong likelihood that Israel will strike Iran in April, May, or June. Now, that's an amazing statement from the defense secretary to make.
Right, because presumably, that's a controllable event. Since we give billions of dollars to Israel for military spending every year, all we have to do is tell them don't do it or you'll gain more money, and they won't do it. So obviously, Panetta and his friends have a controllable event there, and the fact that they come forward and predict it as though Israel was a free agent and could do absolutely anything it wants without any approval of the United States government is just another way of saying we're supporting this operation. I think a lot of times Panetta and people like that. Pinata would be something that would hang from a rope and you'd beat it with a stick, right?
Oh, pinata.
Yeah, pinata. So he's Panetta. So I would rather he was a pinata, frankly.
Yes, absolutely.
But Panetta is simply carrying out policy. He's just carrying out a policy. And is that Obama's policy, or is that something? Is that something that he's that he's carrying out for the other party. Don't know.
I know. And then on Thursday, I had to think of you as it's done every year, the first Thursday in February. We were treated to the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Hosted by the family.
Right, the fellowship called the family, right?
Yes.
It used to be called the fellowship.
And I was interested to see whether or not anybody would mention the family, but the closest they came to mentioning it was what they referred to as the Fellowship Foundation.
That was the original formal name of the family, yes. That was how it was incorporated as a tax-free organization back in the 1930s by the Norwegian, whose name escapes me now. Norwegian immigrant. Abraham something.
Vera Reed.
Okay, that's about right.
Something in that context.
Verratti. Something like that.
Yeah, Verratti.
Yeah, and then how this all happened, we don't know, but that of course they hold this World Prayer Breakfast, and of course all this public praying. It's a funny thing that some people have asked about the fellowship and what they really believe, and they said that they don't offer up prayers publicly because of Jesus' warnings that we should pray in the privacy of our own room and not publicly like publicans. But then they conduct the World Prayer Breakfast where everybody prays in public, and all the prayers are recorded and reexamined for their brilliance, and President Obama's prayer included.
Did you catch his statement at the prayer breakfast?
No, I didn't.
He took time to praise Billy Graham and recounted a story of when he met with Billy Graham a few years ago and told us that he was humbled because here he was, in front of a man that has prayed before many presidents, and here Barack Obama was praying for Billy Graham.
I'll have to read that.
Yes. We're speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a short time out and be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it.
market, be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Preacher told me last Sunday morning, son, you better start living right. Neither quit the women, whiskey, and carrying on all night. Don't you want to hear them call your name when you're standing
there? Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, I guess if we can take anything away from build up to the Republican nomination, is how influential the Christian Zionist movement is in rallying around a particular candidate. I mean, you had James Dobson coming out in strong support of Rick Santorum. You've had Mr. Perkins coming out in strong support of Newt Gingrich. I haven't seen any Christian Zionists running to support Mitt Romney.
They're hesitant to do that, of course.
Yes.
Because most of them have at one time or another shrieked out anti-Mormon statements and have policies that are basically anti-Mormon. Mormonism, they don't believe, is Christianity and so on. And I'm not debating that issue one way or the other. I do say that Mormonism tends to be Christian Zionism. or tends to lead to Christian Zionism. And that once it gets there, it is definitely not Christian. As we've said over and over again, there is one truth that nobody brings out, and that is that once one crosses the line to Christianity, he leaves behind it, or to Christian Zionism, he leaves behind his Christianity. And there's not room for both.
And that was the question I wanted to ask you. About the little that I do know about Mormonism and the reluctance of the Christian Zionist movement to rally behind Mitt Romney outside of what the obvious that you just stated, but my readings of Mormonism is they hold Israel to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, fulfillment of biblical prophecy?
Yes, indeed. That is part of Mormonism. And I think it's a stated part, whereas it's not a stated part of Christianity. There's nothing in Christianity that says that we hold that Israel is anything. So in that way, Mormonism is very questionable. Obviously, most Mormons don't think about this much. And so it comes down to how they're really acting, I suppose. If someone asked me, could you judge a Mormon as not being a Christian, I would say it all depends on what he's doing and what he thinks himself rather than what his stake leader or his bishop tells him he should think. So in that respect, sure, Mormons can be devout followers of Christ. If that's what they're doing, and that's what they believe, but generally, it's pretty hard to see that Mormonism is anything other than a branch of Christian Zionism because of their own statements, and it's pretty commonly accepted. The bottom line, I think, is that if Romney gets elected, the Christian Zionist movement will unite behind him after he gets the nomination. And I believe that that's already being reflected in the marketplace. That's already being sort of accepted. He becomes the lesser of two evils, and he'll get the Christian Zionist vote. Newt Gingrich got 44% of the Christian, evangelical Christian vote in North Carolina. That's according to the Pew Foundation. That's an amazing figure. He got by far the biggest hunk of it. And Ron Paul got the least, even though he's the most Christian acting person among them.
I know.
And certainly the most truthful about what he believes.
Well, I mean, that is demonstrated every time they have one of these debates. Because whenever Ron Paul had an opportunity to discuss foreign affairs, he always referred to what he calls the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have do unto you.
Yeah.
And every time he brought this up, he received a loud collection of boos from the audience.
I have a case in point after you come back about Tim Tebow. Anybody know about him?
Oh, yeah. Apropos on the Super Bowl weekend, and we'll do that after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger and Editor-in-Chief of NaturalNews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Friday, speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. And Charles, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Tim Tebow.
Well, of course, I live in Tim Tebowville.
Yes.
That's the new and unincorporated city here. Tebow, of course, appeared at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Right.
Delivered some kind of a prayer there, and he's everybody's favorite, of course, and I don't have to tell anybody about him. But the thing that's gone through my mind over and over again as I've watched him is, and most people might think this is heretic to even say this, but I wonder if he's a Christian Zionist. Deep down inside, I wonder what he really thinks. If I could ask him, do you believe Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? I wonder what he'd say. They're the first evidence that maybe that's not the case and that Tim Tebow is not in any way in that camp is this announcement that came across on I saw it on the Huffington Post, and it's been carried now everywhere. Of course, anything Tim Tebow does goes everywhere. And the Huffington Post carried this story where Tim Tebow's foundation, of which his brother apparently is a co-manager with him or that does the managing, they booked Tebow to go to a three-day conference of Rod Parsley's in Columbus, Ohio. And Parsley, of course, a notorious, vile Christian Zionist who campaigns openly for war on Iran all the time. And according to the article, the story carried in Huffington Post, the Tebow family found out really who Rod Parsley was after they'd agreed to come to his conference, and they quickly canceled their appearance. And they listed among the reasons that came out in the paper that he's a prosperity pastor, that he asked his congregation to pray for $1 million to ward off evil spirits that were attacking him. But more important to me was the fact that they mentioned his violent rhetoric toward war in Iran, and also his statement that Islam is a Antichrist religion. And those were actually quoted apparently by the Tebow family as reasons why they didn't want to be involved with Rod Parsley. So I took it as a very positive a statement that he is not caught up, so as so many of us find that our best friends are, in subtly caught up in Christian Zionism, which makes it almost impossible to talk to people about what they believe. So it's just a good sign, I think, and I'm going out on a limb and saying, looks to me like Tim Tebow is not a Christian Zionist. God bless him. Based on that, and of course, our organization picketed Rod Parsley in Columbus, Ohio. And I had one of those, we don't call these pickets, we call them vigils, because we basically carry a message to people. But we went down there a couple of years ago, and about a half a dozen of us went out there in the cornfield in front of this mega $1 million coliseum that he has built out there, where Rod Parsley holds forth, and we stood there, and among the people who gave us very positive feedback was the police department, who came by and talked to us and told us one of the officers told me very privately how he felt about it. And I thought that was neat, because that's happened a lot of times with policemen who've actually said, I understand what you're doing here and why, and I'm on your side, or words to that effect. And I wouldn't ever be able to say what policeman it was. But another guy stopped, one of the few people, because this thing is in the middle of a 160-acre cornfield, and it's got huge parking around it, and so but this Escalade stopped, and this guy got out of it, came over, maybe in his early 40s, and in casual clothes on his way into the church, and wanted to know what we were doing there, and I asked him what he did, and he told me he was a defense contractor in Iraq. And that he owned a company that did that, and this was a couple of years ago when things were hot and heavy in Iraq, and I asked him, well, how do you feel about, do you ever have to kill anybody? Have you killed anybody yet? And he said, we haul stuff up and down the roads where the Arabs are, and we kill them if we need to. And with that, he turned on his heels and got back in his Escalade and drove on into Rod Parsley's church. And I think it's an experience I'll never forget. So Tim Tebow doesn't know about that, but maybe he'll hear about it. But anyway, I think it's a real good sign, sort of an encouraging sign. And I went back and I looked at the family's website, which they have. The family is, of course, a missionary family that's been operating in the Philippine Islands for 30 years, and they run orphanages there and all kinds of missionary activities. And I went back and carefully read their statement of statement of what they believe, or what his father's mission believes, and where of course the Tebow family was all raised, and I didn't find the telltale signs of Christian Zionism there. So, for what it's worth.
Well, you know, I earlier this week on the Mondo Weiss webpage came across a new book that has been put out by Craig Nielsen, entitled Israel, Palestine, A Christian's Response to the Conflict. And in the foreword to the book, Craig Nielsen writes, why Christian Zionism is nothing short of outright heresy.
Really? What's the name of the book again? Let's repeat it for the benefit of your audience.
It's Israel, Palestine, A Christian Response to the Conflict. And I believe it's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Well, those words are absolutely right. I don't know anything about the author or why they said it, but those words are absolutely right. And, of course, some people would think it would be heresy to even question Tim Tebow's sincerity, you know, as I've done. I guess you can tell I've looked critically, but we have to do that with anybody who professes Christianity anymore, because we find out that one out of three people who say they're Christians are deeply influenced by this heresy. And as is pointed out here, as you said in the statement, why Christian Zionism is nothing short of heresy is absolutely true. There is no middle ground on it, I don't believe. And in dealing with that, we're dealing with our best friends and family and all of our, you know, often with our loved ones, or people we work with, or people that we in every other way find completely trustworthy, and then we find out that they are influenced by this. And it's amazingly hard to get people to change once they have been committed to the ideas of Judeo-Christianity, let us call it, for a better term. That's the term we started calling it years ago. And if you have listeners who consider themselves Judeo-Christians, they need to ask themselves, why do you consider yourself a Judeo-Christian, and what does that mean to you? I hope that doesn't mean that you believe that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, because that is... again, the best definition that's ever been brought forward.
Well, I've heard Mitt Romney use that phrase on numerous occasions, talking about Judeo-Christianity. But he does it in the context, and if you'll notice, he is... not afraid to talk openly about American exceptionalism.
Uh-huh, yeah. American exceptionalism. Well, that's a sort of a Mormon blend, I suppose, of what would be called Judeo-Christianity or Christian Zionism. I want to also mention the response that Rod Parsley had when this young man, 24-year-old athlete, notified him that he wasn't going to speak at his conference. Instead of saying, "We love you, God bless you, and go your way in peace," Rod Parsley's agent threatened Tim Tebow with a lawsuit. He did it between the lines, of course. His name is Mark Youngkin. A spokesman for Parsley said the quarterback has a contract with the event's organizers, who've asked Tebow to reconsider. That's another way of saying they've demanded that he fulfill his contract or they're going to sue. Youngkin said the national advertising for the event had already been approved on Tuesday. So they're pointing out how they've been financially damaged by Tim Tebow's withdrawal from their court. And then they went on, and Youngkin said in these words, the ball is in their court at this point. So we're giving it right back to Tim Tebow. He better reconsider. Or well, I think that's not only an incredibly foolish thing to say, to threaten somebody like Tim Tebow in public, but I think it also indicates, where's the Christianity in all that? If somebody doesn't want to hear your opinion, or someone doesn't want to be present at your table, do you then threaten to sue them because they once considered it? They accept your invitation to appear, and obviously he gets paid. But again, this shows the financial underpinnings of this Christian Scientist movement at the top, where these leaders of these mega churches are basically businessmen. Look on their brand of quote Christianity end quote as being such a business enterprise that they can ask their congregation to give them money to ward off evil spirits that are focused on them because they're so holy. This is what Rod Parsley told these people. We also caught Rod Parsley in an incredible lie. That's how I got to know him. Several years ago, maybe 6 or 8 years ago, when he was panhandling his congregation to give him money to buy the freedom of slaves in Sudan, and he claimed that there was he had some Christian groups that were willing to testify that there were slaves in Sudan, and you could meet up with the slave traders and buy their freedom, and he raised so much money that he would have been able to buy half of the people in southern Sudan if they had been slaves. It only cost $35 to buy a slave. He actually employed a agency that hired telephone solicitors to talk to people that wanted to give money for this purpose. And we actually got one of our friends to call in and make one of these donations just to see if they really would take the money, and they did. They took the $35. And the party that called in even bargained with them and suggested he'd like to have a female slave and he'd like to get delivery. Could they arrange that? And they went to no end to satisfy him and get his $35. We have no way of knowing how many thousands of phony slaves that Rod Parsley raised money to free. And, of course, there was no slave trade at that time in Sudan. It had already been clearly demonstrated that that did not exist, and it was a myth that many churches have fallen into.
I watched one of his sermons, if you want to call that that, Chuck, where he stated emphatically that the United States was created by God for the sole purpose of destroying Islam.
Right, he did say that indeed. And that also was quoted by the Tebow family. That was one of the other points that they raised, that he'd said that. So we don't know where they got their information. They obviously came up with some good information on Parsley and made a moral decision. Even John McCain, of course, had to back away from Parsley when he was desperate to get the Christian Zionist vote, and before he finally settled on grabbing Sarah Palin as a running mate, he cuddled up to the on the podium with Rod Parsley, and then in embarrassment he had to back down when his advisors told him how outrageous Parsley really is.
Well, that came soon after he was being courted by Hagee, wasn't it?
Yes, also Hagee. He went through the same routine with Hagee. He grabbed Hagee around his fat waist and snuggled right up to him until he found out what Hagee was all about, or someone told him, and then he moved on. Hagee, Parsley, and finally Palin. And it still didn't get him elected.
Yeah.
Maybe, thank God.
Well,
I don't want to paint Rod Parsley as being worse than other Christian Zionist leaders, because really he seems more outrageous, but really when it comes down to the damage done to Christianity there are 1,000 people, thousands of pastors that are every bit as bad as Rod Parsley and John Hagee. And anybody who teaches this doctrine is basically destructive to Christianity. And I'm going to read. I'm going to find that book and read it and look into reading it.
Speaking with Charles Carlson, gotta take another quick time out and be right back after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Flip Side this Friday. Speaking of Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, let me share this with you briefly. ABC News is reporting that Israeli facilities in North America and around the world are on high alert, according to an internal security document obtained by ABC News that predicted the threat from Iran against Jewish targets will increase. You know, it seems as though I wouldn't be shocked or surprised, Chuck, to wake up one morning to discover that Israel has indeed attacked Iran.
Well, I'm afraid that is, and we've been saying for a long time, that is the absolute threat, but I think it's also the plan, and I think that our leaders are complicitous in it. The Bush administration probably, or the, pardon me, the Obama administration is probably complicitous in it, and with a wink. I mean, one of those agreements with a wink,
yeah.
As we know how they work. And that can happen, and I think it's up to, the only thing that's preventing it right now is the anti-war sentiment of a lot of individuals and a lot of people that we don't know about who are anti-war, who are making making their feelings known. And the way, of course, around this is to just wink at Israel, let them do it, and then find an excuse to join in. So don't blame Israel. Blame our leaders. Blame Panetta. Pinata to me, if that is possible. Blame Obama. Blame your congressman. And
I think folks need to pay attention to that Blumenthal article with a 12-minute video, which all of a sudden is not available, where he talks about Netanyahu seeking regime change, not only in Iran, but also in the U.S.
Oh, and that's disappeared, eh?
Well, the video just shows no longer available.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. We're seeing things happen a lot like that on the Internet. And for your listeners' purpose, if they go to our website, WHCT.org, learn to get used to using the little search engine, little search box on the upper left-hand corner of the thing. It says search. Search WHTT search is what it says, and you just type in Tim Tebow. He won't appear, but type in Rod Parsley, and you'll find a whole list of things that we've written about Rod Parsley or many of these people. And that's the easiest way to find your way around our site is to use that little search WHTT search box. I do it all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Chuck, as usual, this hour flies by. Thank you so much, my friend.
Enjoyed it very much. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friend. Keep warm there in the snow of Colorado.
And, love the snow, yeah.
And we'll do it again next Friday. So, my friends, wish you all a great weekend. Stand by for Vincent coming up at the top of the hour with Prepare USA. And as I said, a number of interesting articles on my website today, including Luisa Marder's latest analysis of the gold and silver markets and the Blumenthal article about Bibi Netanyahu seeking regime change in the U.S.
Gold.